Hey there, and welcome to NG Unplugged. My name is Noah Garcia, and I am unplugged. So check this out. Today, we're going to talk about dragons and your leadership. So, your leadership. Dragon unleashing the dragon within with the Game of Thrones approach. Yeah, so get ready. All right. So, as I'm sure many of you might have heard or seen, or avid follower of Game of Thrones, I've glanced at it. I'm busy. I'm always on the go, but I've had a chance to glance at it, and I came across this interesting scene about dragons, and I'm like, wow! I started getting intrigued about these dragons, and I started thinking these thought-provoking thoughts. I'm like, wow, these dragons in this Game of Thrones and Daenerys Targaryen, she knew how to mold, shape, and grow her leadership. You see it evolve and these dragons that were with her. So we're going to tie that in to leadership. So let's get to it. All right, so what are dragons all about? Maybe you've heard of dragons growing up in fairy tales, folklore, mythology. Dragons are seen as spiritual, magical guardians, as evil. They're portrayed in so many ways, dragons. But it's not Mushu the dragon. So, for those that have seen Mulan. dragons have also been attached to wisdom, loyalty, as I mentioned, spirituality. You know, you got flying dragons, fire-breathing dragons. So, these dragons are really powerful and powerfully portrayed in today's movies and shows that you may have seen and come across. So look, we're going to look at dragons as they relate to leadership. So first, let's look at the dragon eggs. So, and for this example, for the purposes of this show, this episode, we're going to use the approach that Game of Thrones has with their views to dragons. So I'm not going to go into all the details about the Game of Thrones. That's, you know, if you want to research that, reference it, if you're into the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. If not, check it out, go back and look at dragons within that series, and you'll get a sense and an idea of where I'm coming from as those dragons relate to leadership. So first, with the eggs, you have dragon eggs, just like you might have with chicken eggs, goose eggs, ostrich eggs. So, but with dragon eggs, they're real hard shells, and they're hard and difficult to hatch. And those dragon eggs can live for a long time without hatching, but that life is within that hard shell, whether it's for years, whether it's for centuries. So you have within that dragon shell potential for life, potential for leadership as it pertains to you as leaders. That potential is there, whether you're a new leader or a well-versed, experienced leader, because that potential of that leadership within that dragon shell is in there, wanting to come out, waiting to come out, waiting to be unleashed. It's so massive. But let's get further along in this. For that dragon egg to hatch in the Game of Thrones, it requires fire and blood to hatch. And for your dragon within you to hatch, you're gonna need that fire. You're gonna need that commitment. You're gonna need that desire to grow and burn within you. Something that radiates and emanates, and you put that fire to that potential of your leadership. You put sweat, tears, blood into your hatching of your leadership potential, unleashing it. Now in the show, yeah, it's physical. It's real blood and then the fire. But what I'm relating to is that hard work, that commitment, that ongoing, despite setbacks, despite failures, despite maybe months, maybe years of effort and energy into hatching that leadership potential. Because it can be hard at times. You can have difficulties, challenges, setbacks, mistakes, failures, all that human element that makes you who you are, outside entities, so much things, the storms of life that put a structure, a barrier around your leadership potential. But with fire, with determination, with motivation, and above all, action to unleash that leadership potential. You keep putting that fire to it. You keep putting that blood to it, which is that hard work, that grind, that hustle, as some like to call it, that work that you put in, that you get up in the morning and you say, okay, today's another day. I'm pushing forward. I'm gonna learn all I can about leadership. I'm gonna study other leaders. I'm gonna be committed to the teams that I'm put in charge of. I may be a young leader and I may not have the experience of a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. I may not be 5 years into leading others. I might only have 1 year. You might be new with only a month into a leadership position, but you in and out, day in and out, and frustrations will come and people will challenge you. The people that you lead will challenge you and they'll inhibit your determination. It'll mess with your mindset, and so that shell remains there hard and thick, but you keep that fire and you keep that blood going on that dragon egg, on that leadership potential, to unleash it and crack that shell. And once it's opened up, it radiates and it glows and it's there, and you see it and recognize, wow, it was so worth it putting that fire and blood to that dragon egg, to that leadership potential. So once it opens up, that dragon egg, that baby dragon comes out, and it sees that you're the one that brought it to life, and it imprints on you, and it sees you as that parent. You own that leadership potential that's within you. You've unleashed it, and it recognizes that you're the one that brought it to life, and that leadership potential imprints on you, and it's a part of you, and now you take ownership and accountability of that dragon, of your leadership. And that baby dragon, according to Game of Thrones viewpoint, is that they never stop growing and they can live for centuries. So with that being said, your leadership potential, your leadership, it grows, it develops, it matures, it gains experience. You gain the knowledge, the understanding, the wisdom, all that, it builds up over time. And it grows and it grows, and it's grows so such massive with all that action you take, that you leave a legacy behind for centuries, for future generations. You won't see it, I won't see it, but future generations will see it. And at the same time, dragons that are confined in spaces, their growth can be hindered. So if you confine and limit your potential, limit your leadership potential, and hold it, and don't develop it, and don't grow it, and don't share it, don't take action on that value that's there, you're limiting its scalability, you're limiting the growth of your leadership potential. And you don't want that. You want to expand it out. You want to increase it and share it and recognize that value. So once that dragon is grown and it matures and you feed it and nourish it and develop it. Now, dragons cannot be tamed. They're wild dragons for the most part, but they've developed that bond with you that you learn to become that dragon's rider. Just like in the show Game of Thrones, Daenerys, she learned to be that rider of that dragon. Those dragons belong to her, and she rode that dragon, and she couldn't control it per se, as in that like the dragon had its own way of doing things, but those dragons respected her. Those dragons that she rode guided wherever she trained them to go. So the same with leadership. Our leadership can just be out there, and we could just be having aimlessly all over the place. But if we can kind of guide it and set the direction for that you want your leadership to go, through refining, through shaping and molding, we might not fully control everything, because there's outside entities, there's outside factors, there's systems out there that come into play. So many things that are going to mess and attempt to put down, destroy your leadership, to destroy that dragon that you have. Not all hatchlings mature if it's not properly cared for and bonded with. So it's important that there's a bonding and allow your leadership time to mature. And as a young leader, continue to allow your dragon, allow your leadership to mature. Learn from other leaders. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from setbacks and failures. Yes, it's going to be frustrating. Yes, you're going to want to give up at times. But remember the dragon way, that dragon is powerful with maturity, with growth, with refinement, with that bonding, with that blood that you, and remember that all that blood and fire that you have put in to bringing it to fruition, to allowing it to be born. It's a process. It's commitment, it's action, it's work, but it's worth it. So you bond with that dragon and you become its rider. You bond with your leadership and you become its rider, and you become accountable to your leadership, to your leadership style, to your leadership way. So just remember, just because you hatch that dragon, just because you unleash the potential of your leadership, doesn't mean that you fully control it. because outside entities and stuff are going to push your leadership this way, are going to pull it this way. But you ride it and you guide it and you understand where you want to guide your leadership, where you want to guide that dragon, where you want to take it to, where don't you want to take it to. And know this, that the dragon that you unleashed, that dragon that has grown and matured throughout the years, is powerful. That powerful fire breath, that fire breathing dragon, is so powerful it can melt anything into ash. The dragon skin is thick and can withstand fire. The dragon is powerful, and as it relates to leadership, that power can come in the form of tools, mentorship, coaching, and many other avenues. That once you get that creative mind going, that you can unleash so many powerful fire breathing tools with your leadership, that you'll put to ash all the things that challenge your leadership. And we're going to go over that in a minute. So here's a quote. Remember this quote, and we're going to spin it, get some thought provoking going. And this is what Daenerys Targaryen had mentioned in the Game of Thrones show, in one of the episodes. When my dragons are grown, we will take back what was stolen from me and destroy those who wronged me. We will lay waste to armies and burn cities to the ground. Imagine when your leadership is developed and grown, the places you can go with it, what you can take back from what people, what others, what processes, what life threw at you, what you can take back when you had those mistakes back then, when you had those failures and setbacks. You matured, your leadership grew, developed, and if you're at that place where you're experienced, it continues to develop. Remember, that dragon can live for centuries, so your leadership continues to grow. I don't care if you have 20, 30, 40, however many years you're experienced as a leader, that leadership continues to grow. You continue to have it challenged. We should never, ever stop growing and learning and taking action. And all the things that were wronged against you throughout that time, the dragon's going to lay waste to the armies and burn those cities to the ground. When your dragon is unleashed, grown, experienced, and refined, you lay waste to all the enemies of success, the enemies of action, the enemies of growth and development, enemies of your motivation, the enemies of your positivity and your leadership. These enemies can include but are not limited to idleness, negativity, defeat, failure, discouragement, and other things that come your way in life. When your dragon is matured, when your leadership has gotten to that place, you can lay waste the enemies of your leadership. There's power in the dragon. There's power within your leadership, and powerful, and will need to be bonded with for that powerful leadership. Bond with your dragon. Bond with the leadership that is within you. If you haven't hatched that dragon egg, keep working at it, keep grinding at it, keep laying the fire and blood to it, and keep that vision alive of where you want your leadership to go, where you want that dragon that has yet to be born to develop into where you want it to go. If your dragon has been hatched, continue to keep that vision alive of how you want that dragon to develop, how you want your leadership to develop. If your dragon is fully matured, continue to look at your vision. Does it need refining? Does your vision need adjusting? Go back to my episode that I talked about, the picturesque vision, and how you refine and you shape and you adjust your vision. Tie it into the dragon and tie it into your experience as a leader. Does it need refining your vision so that you can continue to grow, so that you can push and challenge your leadership, push and challenge that dragon, so that centuries down the road, people will be talking about your dragon. People will be talking about your leadership. They'll see it on whatever technology is down those future generations. They'll see it on the internet. They'll read it in a book. They'll reflect back and say, wow, now that was a leader. Now that was a powerful dragon. And you can become the future generation's mythology. But that mythology will be a reality. So, if you want to know more about the powerful dragon, if you're interested, by all means, check out Game of Thrones as it relates to the dragons. So remember, you have value, you matter, and no one can take that away from you. No one. Because that dragon, that leadership belongs to you and you alone. Share it, value it, and share that value with others. So subscribe to my channel, leave a comment down below, like or dislike this channel. All comments are welcome. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and my website. You can follow me on Snapchat, Podomatic, iTunes, and you can check out my Amazon authors page. All those links are listed down below, and look forward to talking with you next time. Have a good week, a good evening, and wherever you're at in this time, thank you.